Hello, everybody, and welcome to week 5 coverage of Big Brother UK here on Reality TV Wrap Ups. As always, I am one of your 2 co-hosts for the summer, Kurt Clark, and with me throughout all the shenanigans and hijinks, throughout all the time bombs and twists and bunkers, it is Mark Solera. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Kurt. Are you ready for a question this week?
I have a question for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mark?
Let's go back and forth. Let's go. Let's have a, what's your question for me?
Would you like some paprika? Mark, here's the paprika.
You know, funny enough, that was my question for you. So I don't have a question anymore. I'm done. That's good.
I mean, that 15-minute clip was maybe my favorite 15 seconds of TV this year, if not this decade.
I'm telling you, the American version is going to have a hard time topping that this year, because golly, that was great.
Would you like some paprika? Would you like some paprika? Oh, God bless her.
And I like the fact that, like, this is something that we hate, but this is my favorite part. This is my favorite moment from her by far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's kind of new. Jade has really faded into the background after the first couple of weeks with the entrance of all the newbies.
And I kind of like that. I mean, yeah. That was actually good for her, because if she was in the forefront, I honestly think she might have been gone by this point.
But she might be getting called out a lot this week. Ooh. Because the time bomb bunker is in full force. We'll talk about everything that happens during this week. But I think let's start with the, like we always say, let's not bury the lead. Let's get right to the headline and talk about it's a time bomb twist. And Mark is in the bunker with Brian, Helen, and Nikki.
Oh, man. I'm so excited.
All week I was wondering, who are these 3 legendary housemates going to be? Right. And am I going to know who they are? Because my tenure is 2000 to 2002, and then 2012 to 2015. So we'll get more into that when we talk about each of the housemates and the legendariness of them.
Fun facts, Kurt.
Yes.
I've seen pretty much every single season of BB UK besides one of the seasons that one of these house guests were on.
Oh, well, let's, you know, save that for your back pocket.
Yeah, I'm going to save it.
We'll get to that. This week we had kind of standard nominations, but it really ended up being Mark, Sam, and Simon. So all the newbies except for Harry were up for eviction.
Oh, Harry. Oh, my God.
I wonder if this was in part on purpose by the producers, in terms of they're pretty sure that the first week that, because last week they were all immune. Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe they're thinking the first week back that they're not immune, all of the newbies are going to probably be up for eviction. So let's make that a fake eviction week. I mean, in terms of like how you plot out, if you kind of look at how the house is likely going to fall strategically, it actually kind of makes sense. It's like, let's make the second week, you're going to pretty much guaranteed to have a newbie or an all newbie group. And right, so let's make that a fake eviction week.
Well, it did make sense, because if you look at how the votes went down this week, you're right.
Yeah, everybody was targeting Mark, Sam, and Simon.
And Simon.
You had Jack got a vote, Joel got a couple votes, Harry got a couple votes, but really, like Sam got the fewest votes with 5, and it looked like Mark had 6 and Simon had 6. Mm-hmm. So, and again, I think just the fact that this is the first week back, I don't know, maybe if they weren't so volatile, maybe if they got along better, maybe if they played along a little bit more like Harry, they wouldn't have gotten put up there. But yeah, I think when you saw that Mark, Sam, and Simon were up for eviction, and it was going to be a fake eviction, who did you think? Were you pretty certain it was going to be Mark, or were you thinking there's a chance it might be somebody else?
Here's the thing. I threw Simon out the window right away. Mm-hmm. I knew there was no chance that Simon was going to be up for like the fake twist. However, for me, when I saw Mark up there, it could have been one of two ways, right? You could have interpreted as there's enough people that hate Mark that don't want to see him have this sort of advantage that this twist gives you. So they would vote for Sam. Or if there's enough people that hate Sam and hate Simon that just went straight towards Mark. I think it could be a little bit of both, honestly. But I honestly think Mark is the most popular out of those three. And this is the best case scenario for drama moving forward this week.
Yeah, I think he's probably the most liked of those three. I think he's got a lot. I would say there's like huge Sam supporters or huge Simon supporters out there. I think there's some people that might want them around a little bit longer. There's people that might want them out right away. I think there for Mark, just like listening to a bit on the side, there's a lot of love for what the energy and just the I don't give a care to keep it PG.
compared to last week, you're right. We need to sort of keep it PG.
But yeah, he doesn't have he's got a lot of haters, but I think he's also got a lot of love from the audience about in terms of how he's kind of stirring up the house. So I guess I wasn't too surprised. It would have been interesting to maybe see a couple of the original housemates up there as well.
Right.
But yeah, so I part of me was hoping, I've said it before, I don't like it when bad behavior is rewarded on these shows. So part of me was hoping that Simon or Sam would get it, but I was like 99% certain it was going to be Mark.
But you also kind of want Simon not to have gotten it just because you want his reaction. You want his reaction to be like, oh my gosh, these people actually like me, when that's completely wrong.
Yeah, I think Simon has gotten better.
Oh, absolutely. Compared to his actual first week here, yeah. He's toned it down quite a bit. Yeah. Like that last week he was fighting was like you name it, Chloe, Joel, whoever else. This week he kind of sunk into the background, which I kind of did really enjoy from him.
I enjoyed not seeing him as much.
Oh, of course. That's what I really enjoy.
Yes, you could tell that, Mark was saying throughout the week that he, if he's not going to win, he'd just as soon go now, and he thinks he'd done all he can in the house. He wouldn't be surprised if he was going to go. But he did seem a little bit, I don't know if he was surprised or shocked, but he definitely seemed saddened that he was the one that was kicked out of the house.
Would you be surprised, honestly?
If he was sad?
No, if it was you, wouldn't you be sort of like the polar opposite reaction, right? Like that's the general consensus. If you're at the point of elimination and you're going to go home and then you find out, oh my gosh, there's a twist. Wouldn't you be a little bit happier?
Oh, he seemed really, but I think he seemed really happy. What I'm saying is like when he first was kicked out of the house, he did seem really saddened that he was being kicked out of Big Brother. But the moment that he was ecstatic when Emma chatted with him and said, "Guess what? You're going in." And I there's a little bit on the Saturday episode. There's a scene where he is in the diary room, just being like he's starting to tear up that he got support from people to stay in the house. So it's go ahead.
He's very interesting in that sense, right? Like, because on the outside, he's kind of like this, I don't really give an F about what's going on type of a person. But the next minute, you kind of love him. And that's that was highlighted during the eviction episode, like with all like the neon stuff. There was the interview with Joel. And the way that Joel described Mark in the diary room, like a couple minutes later, he says, one minute you love him, the next minute you don't. And I think I honestly think that's the perfect description of Mark.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think that we saw, I believe it was on the Friday show, they had their Thursday night dinner and everybody was toasting everybody and he ended up saying that I think he said he went in there and he wasn't planning on, hadn't planned on making friends, and he ended up making friends.
Yeah.
So, but he was kind of removed to the Big Brother time bomb bunker, which looks like an ancient kind of like, looks like, well, it looks like a war bunker. There's like a
pretty much, yeah.
Like, plans everywhere and a strategy table. And I think the first thing that I would have been wary of if I was Mark the moment I went in there was like, why are there four beds?
Yeah, that is true. Like, that is a very odd number, don't you think?
Well, just the fact there's more than one is odd.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because, like, we knew all week that there was going to be three people there. But the moment he goes in there and he sees a table with four sets of headphones and he sees four beds in there. I mean, again, he's in there by himself and he's just kind of exploring, but he doesn't vocalize, like, why are there four beds in here? Like, I was maybe expecting him to voice opinion on that. But, of course, as viewers, we know that that he is going to be joined by three legendary housemates. And throughout the week, there was conjecture about who these housemates would be. And should we just take them one at a time?
It's up to you if you want to. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I think let's first talk about Brian, the winner of Brian Bella, the winner of BB-8. Is this the season you did not
watch? Yes. I feel so bad because he seems like a really nice personality to contrast the, like, the headstrong, I'm going to be like this feisty type of personality that Nikki and Helen will bring. He kind of seems like the nice personality that you would bring in. So I kind of feel bad that I know absolutely nothing about him.
Yeah, he's very energetic. Maybe that's okay. Why they brought him in. I also know nothing about him. Yes. And I don't believe I don't remember having seen him a bit on the side recently. But he reminds me a bit of Winston from last summer in terms of him because he said he was the first Essex lad on the show and, you know, he acts a lot like Winston did. Just kind of a bro. And I don't know. And maybe it's just, and sure, he may be huge. And just my personal bias is I would have liked to have seen somebody from a season that I've actually seen. Okay. And so, like, I was like, if I had to have swapped for my own personal viewing pleasure, you know, I'm sure many of our listeners who watch BB-8 love Brian. Like, I personally would have swapped in, like, Luke from the 2012 season, who won that season. I mean, very nice guy. Maybe would have gotten talked over a bit in the bunker, but I don't necessarily know. But I would have liked to, if I had to bring a winner back, I would have liked to have seen Luke and see what Luke is doing. But that's my personal preference.
Okay, now here's the thing. I was really into, like, figuring out, okay, who does, like, the general consensus think's going to go in? And rumors were from Big Brother 14, Gina was the possible third instead of Brian. Would that have been a better choice for you?
That would have been a better choice for me, too. Anybody I knew would have been a better choice for me.
Right.
I shouldn't say anybody I knew. Like, I don't know if I would have thrown in Wolfie in there and been ecstatic. I think Gina would have been a fun pick. I would have liked Gina more than Dexter, I think.
Yeah.
Someone who's, like, less of a plotter and more of a, just a personality. Like Gina. Gina would have been fun.
Do you know about Rex? I'm trying to think about, like, our the seasons that we match up on. Do you know who Rex is at all?
What season? You know, what year was he? That would depend. I don't recognize the name. If he was from 2000 through 2002 or 2012 and onward, then
Big Brother 9.
Yeah, then no, because no, that was before 2012.
Okay. But, like, he's another personality that I think would have matched Nikki and Helen's kind of, like, I'm going to just come in and, like, be feisty, that personality. I think Brian's kind of out of place here, to be honest.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But at the same time, given how things are kind of going in the bunker, I'm a little glad that he's there.
Absolutely.
Next up. Let's talk about, let's kind of go in the order that they introduced them on the Friday show. I believe Helen Wood, the winner of last season's, the last series from last summer, Helen Wood is also in there.
Everyone's favorite.
She came out to booze. I mean, she still is not liked. Especially, I concur with the, my heart dropped a little bit when I saw her in there because it's...
But you know damn well that they were going to bring her back at some point.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Really?
Because she was on bit on the side so much this season, I was actually surprised that they brought her back. I would have thought that, like, in terms of, you know, go with somebody that the public actually likes. Like, if you don't want to go with, if you want to stick to that side of the house, bring back Winston from that season. But it's, I'm not a fan of Helen, and I'll talk a little bit about some of the things from the Saturday show that are basically that happened after the events of Friday, of the live Friday show. But yeah, not a fan of Helen, and I mean, there are fans out there. I am just not one of them.
Just for anyone who's like newish to the show, do you want to give like a brief description of like why everyone hates Helen?
Okay, I haven't said everybody hates Helen.
I'm saying it. Twitter.
Come at me. So yeah, for anybody who did not watch last summer, the opening couple of nights, one of the housemates, Pauline, was able to grant somebody a pass to the finals. So, and she gave it to Helen. And so Helen, who honestly, the first couple of nights, she seemed very pleasant and very nice.
Absolutely. She was my like preseason pick and like first couple nights pick.
She basically had a pass all the way to the finals, and people were always good. And her attitude just got worse and worse in the house. And she would just tear into people and talk over people and was just rude. And she held so many double standards over people. And it was just got downright nasty. She got several warnings from Big Brother, and she ended up winning. Constanza, conspiracy theories abound. I was definitely more team like Ashley and Chris and Christopher and anybody else, but Helen would have been great in my book. But you know, we ended up with Helen. And as I said, just the fact that she's been so prevalent on Bit on the Side this season, that surprised me a little bit that she was in the mix.
But thinking about the winners, and there's a lot of them, could they have brought anyone else that would have been, who could have brought like her archetype, if you will, like the type of personality that she would bring to the bunker?
Well, I don't think they needed to bring a winner in. That's the thing. Like Nikki, did Nikki win her season?
No,
that's why I didn't think so. Just from the clips I've seen,
she was a finalist, but she wasn't a winner.
And I think there's plenty of finalists and characters like Gina that they could have brought in. I think because of her, some very interesting things could end up happening in the bunker.
Oh, absolutely.
And then our last housemates. Nikki Graham,
the goddess.
I knew nothing of Nikki Graham before these events. Although, you know, I think there was like some blonde girl with longish hair who she only appeared a couple of times on Bit on the Side. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the name, but I was like, you know what? I haven't seen her on here before, but I really kind of like her. And I think
that's probably her.
Yeah. If she's been on Bit on the Side this season, then it was her. Cause I remember even like the one, I was like, I didn't remember this particular episode of Bit on the Side. Cause it's the one that I would like recommend to people who want to see how an after show is done. Right. But you know, she, and I was so, and there's the few clips I've seen of her online.
Here's the thing. What clips did you see? And please tell me you saw the Who Is She rant that she had.
I saw a 15-minute montage. And so, yes, that was in there.
Okay.
Talking about the four big bowls of cereal. Her just suddenly, like, just shrieking at random points and yelling and throwing things. And who is she?
Yes.
And just from her brief period that we've seen her in the bunker, I'm really, really enjoying it. I was out of town visiting a friend this weekend, and I forced them to watch the Friday and Saturday show. Well, I forced them to watch the Friday show, and then they wanted to watch the Saturday show, and they were falling in love with Nikki also. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out.
If you're listening to us and you're kind of just a U.S. fan, the way I describe her is kind of like Britney from BB12, but times like 1,000, like on Red Bull. She's that good.
Yeah, she is just great to watch. Now, did you catch any of the Saturday show that showed what happened after the live show?
I keep up with the live feed Twitter, so I kind of have a general idea what happened.
Okay, so I was afraid that it would just be Kumbaya in the bunker, and it does not appear to be just Kumbaya in the bunker. Like, just
hold on, come on, Kurt. You saw Nikki Graham.
I thought Nikki and people were conjecturing that Nikki and Helen were going to get along like wildfire. And I just loved it. What really clinched it was there's like one point where Helen gets called to the diary room and Nikki comes up to Mark is like, well, now that she's gone, the rest of us can talk. And Mark and Helen are all over each other and flirting. And Nikki is just disgusted by it. And Brian is trying to play the peacemaker and calm Nikki down.
If you're listening at home and the thing I want you to focus on is not just her words, but her face. Her facial reactions are amazing.
She's like Eliza and Brittany. Yes. Eliza from Survivor and Brittany. I don't know if Brittany's even a fair comparison because Brittany is stable. And I really don't think Nikki is, at least the Nikki clips from her season.
To be fair, she was on Ultimate Big Brother, and she kind of was more calmish, I would say, compared to BB7.
Okay.
Nikki, but you're right. But the Britney comparison's more that if you see her step inside that diary room, she is going to kill it.
She's going to give a great diary room. Yeah. She's not a fan of Helen, which makes me automatically a fan of Nikki. I am really curious, though, how the relationship between Mark and Helen is going to impact things. Because here you have somebody who's really liked and who would normally receive cheers, Mark, even though he's kind of can be a dick.
Kind of.
And then Helen, somebody that the crowd really doesn't like. And so if the crowd likes Nikki and Nikki is against Helen and they're already against Helen, but Mark kind of starts to really get closer and closer to Helen as opposed to, say, Nikki and Brian, I wonder if that's going to impact what the public thinks of Mark.
Ah, that is a very good point. Because I'm trying to... Do you want to go into that situation? Let's give our audience some example of what's going on with the influence that Helen basically has over Mark at this point.
Well, right now, in terms of like their relationship, it's been a lot of, oh, you love me and I love you. And like, we're going to sleep in the same bed together. And they did crawl into bed together, but it seemed purely playful and platonic more than anything. But the other part of it is, I think for me, the big part was Helen was, saying, okay, no, we're going to get to listen to these headphones, and this is, they're going to be slagging you all off. They're going to be just, talking trash about you, and now that you're not there, and she's basically planting in his mind the fact that he needs to be against the housemates because they're going to be talking trash. And she said, because when I was in the house, I was fake evicted and put into a bunker for 2 days, and that's all that they did. And I think she's kind of trying to validate for herself that, well, this is what people do, and you're going to see just how I was in the house with a bunch of dirt bags, and you were in the house with a bunch of dirt bags, and so you'll see how bad it is. And they listen, and as you kind of listen to what they're listening in on, there are some positive things being said mm-hmm. about Mark, but Helen's really just focusing Mark in on the negative things that are being said about him that aren't actually all that negative, except for like Sam is trying to distance herself from the relationship she kind of had with Mark, and Jay calls that out a lot. But
and here's why to talk about this twist as a whole, and to talk about why I think Helen's basically influence is kind of going to instigate some really, really tough fights this up and coming week. I just want to bring you back to Big Brother 5. Were you around for that time?
No, just the first three.
Okay. Well, in Big Brother 5, there's this infamous thing that, like, most Big Brother fans who've seen most of the seasons, including 5, obviously, refer to as Fight Night. And that's given to the time where Michelle and Emma, they're two house guests that come back to the house after a fake eviction. And this situation almost kind of reminds me of that, since I believe that they're also kind of listening into the house. So, and I'm worried that knowing Mark's personality, that we could have a fight night too.
Was there actually a physical altercation?
Yeah, if I remember right, I'm pretty sure someone got kicked out.
I can't see Mark caring enough to actually do anything like that. And that's why I'm also hoping that Nikki and Brian are somewhat of a mitigating factor. Because, like, one thing we haven't talked about yet is that tonight, the night of this recording on Sunday, the four housemates in the bunker are all going back into the house. So it's not just Mark going in, but Helen and Brian and Nikki. And I think that's going to be, like, Nikki seems to really have a soft spot for Joel and for Nick and for Chloe. And
hold on. The soft spot for Nick is kind of more than just a soft spot, to be honest.
She wants to sit on his face.
It's a little creepy. I'm pretty sure Nikki's 33, something close to that.
Oh, she was also going as Christian, too. She referred to herself as kind of a cougar in terms of her attraction to Christian. So,
and I'm pretty sure Nick's like 19, 20, and Christian's not that much older.
No, Christian's 19, I believe. Oh. Or might be 20, whatever. But anyway, I think if they all go in there, I can see. I'm curious for in the bunker if Nikki does any calming down of Mark, if Mark does get fired up, what happens between Nikki and Jade? These are things I'm looking forward to see happening. And if they go into the house, I think that unfortunately, like, it's not like Helen, from my understanding, they're not going in as players. No.
Hold on, unless there is a twist, but I honestly don't see. Could that happen? Because
anything can happen.
That's true, but like, thinking about these three as a whole, Nikki's been in the house twice. Yeah. She was runner up in Ultimate Big Brother, and I don't remember her exact placement in Big Brother 7, but she pretty much has gone through it all.
Yeah,
and obviously the other two are winners, so it's kind of not like you're bringing back someone who finished 6th or 7th or 8th.
Yeah,
it's Nikki people who's actually gone through the entire thing, pretty much.
Nikki would probably walk away with it hands down. And Helen would get voted out at the first possible moment.
Yes.
But it's curious. I don't think that there's going to be a fight night. I don't see Mark being that volatile. If anything, he might instigate somebody else to do something. But I just don't see that happening.
You don't see it with the hostility that he basically has had with Harry at this point, because it's gotten pretty nasty.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So
okay.
I'd say the big conflict in the house prior to Mark leaving was probably the conflict between, now that Simon's calmed down, was there was a lot of
hold on, can we just like take that in for a second, that specific sentence? Simon has calmed down.
Yes, he's gone into he's literally gone into ninja stealth mode. We'll talk a little bit about that too.
There's no showbiz anymore.
No. It's the conflict is really between Harry and Mark, and Mark thinking that Harry is fake, and everybody, many people in the house apparently think that Harry's using Nick for airtime. Which Harry counters by, that doesn't make any sense that I'm doing this for my career, because my career relies on me being single.
But she has a boyfriend, or she doesn't. Or yeah. Does she?
But Mark just cannot stand her. And there's a one task this week where Jade had to answer a bunch of questions about who is, here just to get, is being fake in the house, or things like that, and they had to go out and like a little picnic in the backyard and guess which statements were about which people, and Harry was kind of refusing to play along, and Mark was really, really digging into her about it.
Now here's the thing, I'm sort of in, like, in this whole fight, I'm sort of in agreement with Mark for most of the fight, to be honest.
Well, for the private picnic test that Jade did, I agree is that the statement was, you know, who did Jade think uses others for their own gain? And Jade said Harry, and nobody back there was taking anything offensive. Like, Mark was picked as most offensive, and they guessed that Simon is, who bitches about others the most. And so nobody was really taking anything to heart too much. And it really just was like by process of elimination, and it had to be her. And she was kind of sitting there, like, and then she just kind of was in a mood for a long time. And not only am I kind of agreeing with Mark's point in the backyard, but later on we do hear Nick talking to Harry, and basically she's just kind of like got into the bedroom and hid under covers, and she basically tells Nick that she doesn't even want to be in the same room with Mark. And Nick's like, well, you know what, we're in this house together, you need to be, and you kind of need to grow up a little bit. And hearing Nick say that to Harry, I actually really, really liked.
The thing is, it's like, we haven't had that much Nick moments that show his kind of personality, right? It's mostly just, I'm going to flirt with Jade, and then I'm going to flirt with Harry. That's a kind of, like, character moment that I really do enjoy, you're right.
Yeah, and we are getting a lot less of Nick. And I think, like I said, it's not just Mark who is kind of anti-Nick and Harry. I mean, I wouldn't say that Jack and Christian are against Nick and Harry as much as they miss Nick, and the fact that it seems like they've had conversations with him and to kind of express this to some extent, and Nick has considered, maybe I shouldn't be around her all the time, but he still is around her all the time.
Oh, well, to be fair, I mean, he's what, like 19, and there's this woman in front of you that's basically showing you some attention. Wouldn't you be a little bit kind of like, all right, I could either hang out with Jack or I could hang out with Harry?
If this was something other than Big Brother, then yes, but he's enough of a Big Brother fan to know that simply doing nothing but being around Harry all the time is not good. And he's whether he's like 19 or whatever, he's also comes off as a very mature 19. I mean, it doesn't seem, as much as Nikki seems to think that Nick is a virgin, I don't necessarily think that he is. We know that Jack is, we know that Joel is, but I don't think that Nick is. And no, I think he just likes that sort of close relationship. I just think that it's just death in the house to have to watch that all the time.
Yeah. I worry for Nick. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, I think here's the thing. I think that Harry would go before Nick. And I think if Harry goes, then that changes Nick's potential in the house. In a good way,
it's mostly like that in most situations, right? Like, there's a duo that's like together, and then when one of the duo goes, the other one tends to have like a positive reaction, like the Jeff and Jordan. Jeff goes, all of a sudden Jordan's like, I'm gonna go out, and she won the show in the American version, obviously.
Yeah,
but there's it worries me, because before this four in, four out situation actually happened, I thought Nick was the front runner, honestly. Now I'm worried that there's going to be other people that are coming up that are taking his spot, and it's mostly because he's doing absolutely nothing besides hanging out with Harry.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's complete. I don't blame the new people in the house, other than the fact that one of the new people, he is like locked at their side.
And here's the thing. Jade describes it. I guess this is kind of the reason why. Jade describes Harry as Nick's perfect type of girl. And
what does Jade know To be fair, they've been in there for like 4 weeks together at this point.
Don't you have like? I mean, like you have a type of woman. I have a type of woman. And if you're talking to someone, you could describe it to someone.
No,
like, to me, if I described like a woman, I'd be like, oh my gosh, she has to be kind of like the girl next door bookworm type. And all of a sudden, if there's that person that comes in, you would be like, oh my gosh, that's Mark's type of woman.
I do not interpret this as Jade saying, oh, by the way, in week two, Nick told me who his perfect type of woman is. And by the way, Harry checks points 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 11, and 12. I took this as more Jade being, well, you know, I got a feel for Harry's energy and I know what Nick's energy is like because I can read his energy so well and their energies fuse into something beautiful. No, that's what she's saying. Come on.
So you're saying it's the aura, not the, oh my gosh, well, Nick said this type thing.
Yeah, no, she's reading auras at this point.
Well, the thing is, I don't really get like a vibe from them being together just from the show's perspective. It just seems like a cuddlemance, honestly.
I know, I agree. Although every so often there's like mysterious sounds coming out from underneath the covers.
Are you sure that's not Sam?
It could be Sam by herself. It could be Sam and Mark. Yeah, it's, I mean, I guess that's the other, you know, the more drama about Harry was the, Sam was, it was the, she was passed out in bed and, the covers were exposed. Her t-shirt that she wore to bed was kind of hiked up and the covers had exposed, everything below the waist. And Harry went over to cover her up, but Harry said that she saw Sam engaged in some activity at that point. And gosh, I'm dancing around a lot of euphemisms here. And that kind of actually, you know, fast forwarding it, but that ended up causing some drama. First of all, you know, Sam did not remember at all that she was, you know, half naked and exposed, and a bunch of people do confirm that. But Harry kept telling this tale of what Sam was actually doing. And strangely, nobody else could confirm that. Like, Danny couldn't confirm it, Christian couldn't confirm it, Simon couldn't confirm it. And Mark was using this as leverage to basically paint Harry in more of a negative picture for the rest of the housemates. So again, more drama there.
Well, Harry was the one who pulled the covers, if I remember right?
She covered her back up.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, just because you're under covers doesn't mean that motion would be not seen by anyone else besides Harry, right? Like, I'm trying to think of a situation where Harry could be telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know if the others didn't see it or just the angle. I don't know. I don't think others were looking for it. I think Harry didn't say anything, and maybe she assumed everybody saw. I don't know. But, I mean, regardless of what the truth is, I mean, they seem to run with it a bit on the side and assume Harry was telling the truth, but it's just, you know, better TV for them. But, you know, I think the big thing there is that Mark really used this and was to try to paint Harry in a bad picture.
To be fair, it's kind of an embarrassing thing to be using also, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's like, I'm going to fight with you, and by the way, the reason why is because you're spreading lies about her doing... did you see the movie Black Swan by chance?
I did not. We can move on from it. We all know what we're talking about here.
Okay. Well, yeah, like using that as a reason to go after someone is kind of a horrible situation. I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying, like, I don't know what Harry saw and what Sam was doing. Harry didn't seem malicious in how she was telling Sam about it and found it maybe more amusing than anything. But at the same time, if all these other people are saying they didn't see it, I'm kind of okay also with Mark bringing up that Harry, you know, maybe just causing trouble. I don't know what happened there. So But it's, what I was saying is that he, this, you know, just further fuel for the rift between Harry and Mark.
And the thing is, we don't know what they've been saying recently, right? Like, for the Saturday and Sunday episodes, I try to tend to stay blind just so I don't, like, come in with, okay, this is what's happening when we talk about it the next week, right?
Right.
However, I'm kind of curious to, have you heard of, I mean, have you watched the Saturday episode by chance?
Yeah. And to be fair, I primarily watched the Saturday episode to see what are the things that technically happened the night of the eviction. But yeah.
Okay. Well, my question is, has Harry been saying anything about Mark?
Not really bad. I mean, you see a lot of people actually approaching Harry and saying, oh, you must be relieved, and how are you feeling? And she's actually said several times that, you know what, it's like, you know, the body isn't even cold yet. I don't want to say, he's just left the house. I don't want to say anything bad about him. That wouldn't be the decent thing to do. Like, you know,
surprising.
Yeah. So she's like, the phrase she used was, you know, the body isn't even cold yet. So let's not talk. Let's not speak ill of the dead. So she was actually in those instances, she's been very, positive, but she's been very even keeled. Sam has been more negative in terms of, what people must have thought of me because I was associating with him. And even Jack's been a bit negative about him. But otherwise, people have been very much, you know, I'm really sad that he's gone. He brought a lot of energy to the house, etc.
Okay, because here's my point. Like, if Mark's going to come back in, I was just wondering if that fight was going to escalate again. If, like, he heard something throughout the weekend. But apparently, it would be more Mark and Sam versus Mark. I mean, Mark versus Sam rather than Mark versus Harry.
Well, here's the thing. That's why I was commenting earlier on Helen pointing Mark, you know, right towards the most negative of the comments. I wouldn't even put it like what they showed on the Saturday show. So late Friday night, there was not much that I heard that was negative that came out of Harry's mouth. However, there's all day Saturday for things to be said. And for Jade to point Mark in a particular direction. And I actually wouldn't put it past Helen, you know, to be completely honest, to completely misconstrue things and make it seem worse. If, for instance, Mark is in the bathroom or in the diary room, for him to come back and for Helen to say, oh, you should just heard they were just, you know, slagging you off, blah, blah, blah. And she loves to say slagging you off.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't she?
So it's, I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up happening. But, we were told that in terms of nominations this week, that the nominations would be down to people who are staying in the bunker. Although it seems like they've done this before where they kind of did this with Simon and Sam, is the nominations take place over a couple of days. And I believe that the first nomination happens after they come back into the house. So I don't think they take, I don't think they make the nomination while they're still hidden in the bunker in those first 48 hours. I think they come back into the house, and then we see, like, on the Sunday episode, I believe we see what the first nomination is.
And is it too early to speculate? Like,
oh gosh, no. If anything, no. This is our one and only chance to speculate. Well, go ahead.
Here's the thing. I got a feeling that since Nikki, Helen, and Brian kind of know the general idea of, like, what the public wants, I got a bad feeling that we might be seeing Jack up on the block.
I think we're going to see Jack up on the block simply because Helen doesn't like Jack.
Oh, not just Helen. I'm pretty sure Nikki kind of dislikes Jack, too.
She wants to tell Jack. We saw, I think this might have been on a Saturday show.
Yeah, it's Saturday because I saw the Twitter. That's the only reason I knew that much.
But it's like she said that she wants to go in the house so she can tell Jack that he was one of her favorites when he first came to the house, but he's been going around like acting like he owns the place, and that really irritates her, and she wants to tell him that. And so I think that Nikki wants to confront Jack and let him know he needs to change, more than she wants to just see him nominated. Helen just wants the people she doesn't like and thinks are boring, as she says, out of the house. Like, I'll take Helen going boring, boring, much more than, oh, you're somebody not like me.
Someone not like Papuigo.
Oh, there's somebody not like Papuigo. I like the fact that other people in the house and a bit on the side have expressed hate, pure hatred for that voice that she does also.
We have to talk about, we're going to talk about that because that was brilliant.
Oh, I think because Helen wants Jack up, we will likely see Jack up.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So it's just those three plus Mark.
Yes.
So
I think it's ultimately down to Mark, but the other three can advise. I don't think it might be that they each get a nomination, but I don't know if that's going to be the case.
Because I'm trying to think numbers-wise, like how many people are going to go up. And it just depends on the situation, right? Like if it's just Mark, it's going to be two. But if it's all
four... No. If it's Mark, it's going to be three, I'm pretty sure. The only reason we had two nominees that one time was because Jack made himself immune.
There you go. Right, yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it's like four, to be completely honest.
Huh. So, because I'm going to pull up a question here, just because we're talking about this subject right now. Let's just pull it up. Joseph Hellshorn?
Sure.
Is this the name that we usually botch? Joseph Hellshorn asks, which housemaids are in the most danger from this twist? I suspect Jack, Christian, and Harry are the most likely to be nommed/evicted. And I honestly think those are probably the biggest three.
I don't know. I think definitely Harry. I think Jack. I don't know about Christian. I would say Joel. Well, Joel's going to be interesting. Yeah. Helen hates Joel. But yeah. Mark kind of likes Joel, and Nikki likes Joel.
I kind of really do enjoy the Mark Joel relationship because Joel's not afraid to go back at it with Mark while some of the other people are.
I could see
Chloe.
I don't know. I know that Nikki likes Chloe a lot. Again, I don't know what the structure is and how much influence
right.
that should be. Christian's an interesting one. Like Christian and Mark got along fine, but mm-hmm. Christian did nominate Mark. And then in face to face.
But to be fair, if I'm going to pull up the nominations, I'm pretty sure most of the house did.
He had six nominees.
Yeah, Joel, Harry, Chloe, Danny, Christian, and Nick.
Yeah, Simon didn't nominate him. Sam didn't nominate him. Jack didn't nominate him. Jade, surprisingly, did not nominate him. But it's... I don't think that maybe Christian, but only because everybody else I don't think is necessarily in danger. I don't think it's anything that Christian has done. I think that Harry and Jack are the most in danger. I think Christian and Joel and Jade are maybe on the bubble. I don't know. But
I'm going to say this in regards to Christian. I think the only reason he probably will go up is if the legendary house guest and Mark think he's boring. And quite frankly, he's becoming purple Christian. He maybe had one or two scenes this entire week that honestly stuck out.
Yeah, this week was all about Christian's excessive need of food.
Yeah. Besides that, though, was there anything else from Christian?
Not really. Well, yeah, there
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
There was the whole. Now the house is speculating that Jade and Christian have a thing going on. And then, to be honest, that's more about Jade than about Christian.
Yeah. Exactly.
So maybe. But I just think that Mark would maybe have an easier time nominating a Jade or a Nick than he would a Christian. Maybe.
Oh my God. This just hit me. Like we really could be losing Jack if he's up with the right people this week.
I think if Harry and Jack are side by side, I think more people are going to vote to evict Harry. I think I personally do. Because I mean, we predicted that Jack would kind of go full Wolfie from 2 years ago, yep, and become the exactly. most hated housemate. But he didn't really. There's a couple points where he flips out. I mean, let's talk a little bit about the ninja task, where on Thursday night they were given the task to he was called into the diary room and told that Big Brother had picked Simon to be his cohort to after everybody got to bed. To listen for their vibrating buzzers. I almost didn't call them vibrating buzzers. And to basically then, you know, in the middle of the night, go to the diary room, get suited up and to mess up the house. And they did. They almost completely missed the fact that their buzzers were going off. They almost slept through their buzzers. But, yeah, they... do you think they went overboard in how they messed up the house?
Well, I'm trying to think of like previous seasons, and not just BB UK, but like BB US, and there have been similar tasks in I'm pretty sure in both variations. And to be perfectly honest, I think this is one of those, like the more overboard situations. Like I'm pretty sure this Dan just like got some ketchup and like spread it in like one of the rooms on someone's like jacket or something like that. Like that was like the sabotage that's been going on. This was like, golly, I feel sorry for Joel.
Like they, what happened to Joel?
Like didn't they toss like his like bathrobe or something in the pool?
Yeah, that dries.
but to be fair, did anyone else get picked on besides Joel in regards to that?
Chloe's jumper was also in the pool.
Oh yeah, that's
But I was thinking more about the scenes in the kitchen where he's like taking these gallon jugs of something. It looked honestly like a container of vinegar, but I know that could not have been it. And he's just like dumping liquid all over the kitchen, like he's about to light a match and set it on fire and run away screaming. But he's like smashing eggs everywhere. Like they like, unless they were like specifically instructed by Big Brother to completely empty out the fridge and to, I was just surprised at how much they went into it. And then,
but hold on, Kurt, since they went so much into it, didn't they succeed in this task?
No, you know better than that.
Wait, yeah. What?
The next day they after, I don't know how long it seemed, like maybe 5 or 10 minutes after they woke up,
yeah,
they were all called in and had to decide if two of you were the saboteurs and
Hey, Kurt, I know that we're about to like pick who was like the saboteurs, but can you just say it was Mike Bloom and Antonio? Is that cool?
Look, Mark wants me to tell you it was Mike Bloom and Antonio. So it was he very obviously doesn't want me to pick Jessica Lease. So it's got to be him and Jessica. Oh God, like
God,
Jack needs to calm that heck down. I mean, I think it was one of those things where it escalated and he just could not stop himself. And finally to the point where like, and Joel too, again, taking things way too seriously. Like anybody with half a brain would have to know that, no, well, I shouldn't say that. I say maybe it's obvious to us that right. that the goal is for them to guess the wrong people. But Joel just had to. Hey, Joel was awfully correct about it. Like, you know, that, you know, Jack's trying awfully hard to get us to not pick Simon, so it must be Jack and Simon. And he is so, I mean, Joel was getting so angry that, and then Jack's the one who's picked, like they said, who are your picks? And Jack just stands up and says, there's these two people. And that was like their final answer. It seems odd that the person who was the saboteur in this case was able to give the final answer. And then they're told that, you know, because Jack had been saying to Mark and also to Danny, you know, pick Joel and Christian or whatever he was saying, pick these two. You trust me. You won't regret. Do not pick that. You just listen to me. Trust me. You'll thank me. You'll thank me. He stepped way over the line with the rules there.
And to be perfectly honest, naturally, if you were in that house, would you immediately go, all right, it's going to be Jack and Simon?
No, I don't think I would have. I don't think
exactly.
And it's the thing, like if Jack had just kind of calmed down and not said anything, then maybe they would have picked Simon and somebody. But I think he got way too into the debate, and it just, and then got so angry that he cheated. gosh.
I've been very, very down on Jack recently, but I do like that we're seeing characterization from him. We're seeing, like, how bad he can get, and we're seeing multiple dimensions of Jack. I do enjoy that much. That being said, these are the kinds of moments that I was talking about very, very early on. He's going down, and he's going down fast because of this.
I disagree. I think we're seeing, like, fed up and frustrated Jack, but he's not nasty and, like, by any means. Again, like, it's that's why I said earlier, I think this isn't a, again, we kind of predicted that he would go, you know, spiraling out of control like Wolfie did, and would just completely turn on him. But it's not. We're just seeing, like, you know, there was the in the zone task for the shopping task this week, where they had to have a series of competitions in a series of rooms in order to win keys. And he and Chloe had the pie eating contest, which I don't know why he didn't do great in it.
He five-holed.
Yeah, he five-holed the pie eating challenge. Yeah, they had to find the numbers in the bottom of the pies to unlock the combination, I think, in like half hour or something. And
anyway, they get
trapped in there. And, you know, everybody else is at this point also locked out of the bedroom because Jade and Simon and Nick did the world's worst survivor challenge in the bedroom. Jade does not know her right from her left. So now they're locked in the bedroom. Everybody else has to sleep in the living room. And Jack is just like wanting people to shut up and go to sleep. And he's you just see him getting riled up and angry, but you don't necessarily see him being nasty and mean.
I honestly can never see that from Jack.
Yeah.
Unless Mark really riles him up, I think that they have a decent relationship in the sense that I don't think that would ever happen. But I don't know. Like, the general thing is, if you're going to be mean and be nasty, it's better to do it in those kinds of situations rather than against house guests, right?
We say those situations, I mean, when you're on live national TV.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
But so, I think it's like, from the Saturday show, like, Jack was one of the few people they showed actually talking, not basically saying that he didn't appreciate Nick for these reasons, and he's actually a little bit glad that he's gone because he's not going to be glancing over his shoulder every 20 seconds. So he's actually one of the few people. You said that, you know, Mark and Jack have a decent enough relationship, but Jack's kind of been saying how glad he is that Mark's gone.
Huh. Maybe I should have seen the Saturday episode.
Oh, sorry.
don't worry about it.
Again, we have, like, you know, but there's all of Saturdays, again, this was just after Friday. There's all Saturdays events to see if people continue to talk. And I don't know. I don't know if people will continue to speak of Mark the day after he's gone. Maybe. I mean, I think, you know, Mark's going to be disappointed if they've suddenly moved on and aren't talking about him. But he'll be back soon enough.
I actually have a quick question to toss in here since we're talking about, like the Mark show, for example, right? Joseph Hellshorn again asks, how long before this week becomes the Helen versus Nikki show? And will it just overpower anything with regular housemates, which I'm assuming includes Mark?
You know what? I don't know if it's going to become that or not, but to be completely honest, I wouldn't mind. Again, and that's only because it's like, Helen is like this immovable object and Nikki's this irresistible force. And in what happens when these two go together? And that's why I kind of like the idea of them going into the house, because I don't think you're necessarily going to see, I can see Nikki trying to rally people behind her as she attacks Helen. Like, this is like fan fiction completely, but I, like, in terms of that actually happening, the Nikki rallying the troops and everybody, you know, storming on the evil witch's lair. And
I'm kind of hoping that's the shopping task now.
Yeah, okay. That'd be great. But it's, so I kind of hope there is more direct Nikki versus Helen conflict. I don't know if I'd prefer it in the bunker or outside the bunker, but I don't know how long the house guests are in there, if they're going to maybe leave after all nominations are made, if they're there.
The word is Friday. Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think that they're going to be able to isolate themselves from the rest of the house and have it just be the Nikki and Helen show. But I am hoping we see a lot of Nikki-Helen conflict, because I was afraid going into there that I knew that Helen and Mark would get along. I was afraid that Nikki and Helen and Mark and Brian would all get along. But the fact that Nikki seems a little bit against Helen, and if she was kind of, you know, pushed into that by production, I don't mind.
I absolutely don't mind.
So we'll definitely see how that ends up working. I think, you know, going back to, like, I think the original question that kicked this all off, I do think that, you know, Jack and Harry are probably in the most trouble for nominations this week, but I wouldn't be surprised if Christian was up. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow Joel gets up there. I wouldn't be surprised if Jade or Nick even end up there. You don't seem too happy with that.
I'm trying to think, and I really think it's possible that we could also be seeing Sam.
Oh gosh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I completely was forgetting about.
Yeah, my sigh was more like, did I miss something where, like, they just got back together on, like, Saturday's episode? But no, I really think Sam's probably one of the ones that are most likely in danger at this point.
Yeah, especially because, like, in the Saturday show, we primarily showed Jack and Sam talking yellow of Mark, and even, I can't remember if it was Brian or Nikki or Helen that was telling Mark, you know, and that now that, you know, they see that, they think that the public hates you and voted you out, so they're trying to distance themselves from you in the eyes of the public as they talk to each other in the house. So they're saying that Helen, Sam is distancing herself from you so that the public will see that she really wasn't that close to you. So if they hated you, they don't hate her.
Let's see. We talked about Helen being Mark's downfall.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially.
That's what I'm hoping. I like Mark, but I also don't want to necessarily see him win through just going in there and through. I don't want him to win via shenanigans.
Here's the thing. I think if we lose Mark before the finale, I think we aren't getting the full potential of Mark. We need to see Mark in a finale situation.
I'm fine losing Mark the week before the finale, to be completely.
Well, that's close enough to me. Yeah. I would be okay with that. But, like, my like, as a fan, I need to see him in the finale.
But again, unless it ends up like Harry's boobs, where it's like, okay, we've seen that for 3 days. Now what?
By the way, I love Brian's reaction to Harry's boobs.
Yeah, here we are again. But it's like, if it's more of the same from Mark, then I'm like, you know, get him out of there. But if he does keep things interesting, as opposed to him just, you know, using, you know, suggestive language to Sam and, you know, I don't know. We'll end up seeing how that goes.
I kind of wish that we had live feeds for the bunker, just so we know if the other people are just, like, giving him every single thing that they know about from, like, the general public, right? Like, I'm very curious about, like, what's the conversations that we didn't see on air.
Yeah. As much as I liked the change in Mark's attitude from the point where he thought he was out of the house to the point where he found out he was back in, I liked seeing that. I liked seeing him in the diary room expressing, you know, deep gratitude and almost on the verge of tears. But I was like, but you know what? I don't need to see his ego getting pumped up by these three legendary housemates, all three of whom are telling him that he's fantastic and he's loved and he's a shoo-in to win. That it's like, I don't need to see him being told all that. I don't know. It's almost like production's telling him that at this point.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd like to see him go. You know, maybe my tune will change. Maybe, like, if for the next few weeks, if he becomes if him winning would not be perceived by me as him being rewarded for juvenile and horrible behavior, then maybe if he changes that behavior, then maybe I'd be willing to happy to see him win. But again, it's only week five that we've been through, so we've got, right. we're approaching the halfway mark.
Oh man, that just hit me. We're not even halfway.
Yeah, and speaking of halfway mark, we might be all the way done, Mark, this particular episode. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to make sure that we get a chat about?
Well, I'm trying to think. Let's see. What do you think about the situation? What do you think the legendary house guests are going to bring this up and coming week that we'll end up talking about next week? Like, let's foreshadow, like, what kind of drama do you think that they'll end up bringing?
I think that Brian's not going to bring any drama. I think that Helen is going to go in there and just tell people off and be very much aware that she's in another same position where nothing she says will get her voted out of a house, just like last summer. She's not going to listen to anything that's said to her, because at least last summer, the opinions of other people did somewhat matter in as much as she was a housemate that they had to live with. Now it's like, I think she actually finally has a little bit of legs to stand on, in terms of if they start talking about how terrible she is, she's like, well, yeah, but I'm not the one who's on TV for the entire summer. So I think that she's just going to rip into people. I think what I'm hoping for, the big question mark for me is Nikki. Like, does Nikki go off in the, does the Nikki bomb ironically go off in the bunker, or does it end up going off outside the bunker in the house? Does it end up going off? Because I think it would be great if Nikki distracted Helen from going off on the other housemates.
I really do see Nikki doing something like that. She's a feisty personality.
It's a big question. I don't necessarily though see Brian bringing much to the house. Maybe, looking to chat it up with the other guys in the house. And I can see Brian, not just the guys, but the girls. I can see Brian just going around and legitimately just talking to people and hearing their stories. I can see Nikki sitting down with somebody, but completely like not listening to them. And I can see Helen not even wanting to sit down with people.
So basically Nikki and Brian are like the BB14 coaches, and then Helen's just going to be there.
I don't see any of them as even coaches, unless they're all coaches for Mark. I see Nikki wanting to just go and talk to them, wanting to, like I said, make an appearance of sitting down and talking to people, but she really isn't going to listen to what they say. She's going to want to talk to her favorites. She's a little bit, I think, so much starstruck by some of the people in there. Fascinated by some of the people. And so she's just going to want to get to know them, but I think she's going to tire easily and get bored and then just kind of maybe drift off. Brian, I don't see as coaching anybody, just talking and, doing what everybody does in the house, but not creating any drama. And I see if anyone acts as a coach, it would be, I would actually probably say Helen for Mark. It'd be interesting, like, if they're told that, if they do have to get together every day to agree on somebody to nominate, it'll be interesting to see how Nikki and Brian do with that. I think Mark and Helen won't have any problem. Mark and Helen won't have a problem. Nikki and Brian will need to focus.
Well, it's going to be an interesting week coming up. That's for sure.
Yes, it is. We will be back next weekend covering week six and everything that goes in the house this week. And we'll be talking about hopefully a lot of fun shenanigans and drama. If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, I am at Kurt Clark on the tweets. And Mark, how can people get a hold of you?
I am also at Kurt Clark. I'm at Dunsbred.
I changed my password. You can no longer hack my account.
Gosh. If you want to talk to me about Nikki, I will gladly go into way more detail about why I love Nikki on there. But if you want to just talk to me about BBUK, I will be more than willing to. I mean, I've had a lot of conversations with you guys, and let's just keep it going.
Yeah. So again, thank you so much. You know, not a lot necessarily happened in the house this week. It was really, I think everything was kind of piled up on Friday, but we should have plenty to talk about next time. So again, everyone, thank you for listening, and we'll be back once again to talk about Big Brother UK on Reality TV Wrap-Ups. Take care and talk to you soon.